Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good afternoon, Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Coming soon, the most anticipated new listing in the Rosedale area in almost 50 years. I'll just say 50 years because it's close enough. It's 48 that this property has been in one family, and it is such an incredible property. I've known this family now for quite some time. I've heard the stories. I know the people that are involved. There is not a better real estate story to share than this. This is one of the most desired communities in Canada. There's no arguing that. If you ask anybody about Rosedale, of course, those who live there will agree. Those who want to live there also agree, and that might be you. This will be one of those rare opportunities, very rare opportunities, for you to move into a neighborhood that has 3, 4, 5 plus million-dollar homes for under $2 million. This is not at any by any means, by any in any way, shape, or means the average property. This is so far above average, it's not funny. So you will be moving in to literally the top floor of Rosedale. And when you see the property, you'll understand you are in the top corner of this property and you won't want to live anywhere else, just like this family has done for almost 50 years. So I want to invite you to visit rosedale.realestatepodcastshow.com to stay tuned for all the latest updates, everything that's coming along as we build up towards the big grand opening reveal, which is planned for next week. So remember, this podcast is the missing element in luxury homes, luxury condos in the Toronto GTA area. It's finally arrived. This has been long, even though the show has been in production since 2018, this has been 20 years in the making for me. I have been collecting these stories, meeting with those of you who live in these properties, and have had so much material ready to go that this next step is just a logical next step. Okay? Remember this. There are thousands, and I mean thousands, 50,000 plus realtors in the city of Toronto. There are very few storytellers. You really want to make the distinction, and I've said this many times, and I'm going to go back on record saying it again. You should be hiring and speaking to the best storyteller long before you ever speak with any realtor. Okay? It doesn't matter to me who you know and what they do and how many houses they've sold. A lot of it has to do with opportunity. And of course, if you know them and they know you and they get the listing, and of course it happens that way. I want more out of the process for you. I want more out of the process for me. We both benefit when the storytelling elements, which should start sometimes days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, and sometimes years before you ever decide to make a move, so that the right person is representing your property and truly able to tell the stories, the history. I've got one example for you before I let you go and get back on with your day. Not even 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I showed a property in Rosedale, and I kid you not, this property was one of the most magnificent properties I've ever seen. Turns out that this property belonged to a former prime minister. And upon seeing it, I just expected to get so much more of a story, to hear so much more about it. But it wasn't there. There wasn't anything going on. There was nothing of significance within the property. No art, no history, nothing like that told you those stories. That can't happen. So it shouldn't be happening to you, whether it's an architectural significance, whether it's a significant owner, especially if it's a prime minister, a rock star, someone who, of course, is, you know, might be a celebrity in different elements, a CEO, any of those situations. And this doesn't matter whether it's in Rosedale, whether it's in the Danforth, or it's in the beach or Leslieville in Scarborough. I don't change my process for anyone or anything. I always work at this level, wanting to make sure that your stories are being told at the absolute highest level possible, which is why this podcast stage was created, which is why 40,000 plus people have downloaded my shows over since I started, and the listenership is now worldwide. So it is not limited to this area, which, by the way, if your listing and your marketing is being limited to any one area, like especially locally only, you will not be happy with the end result. That is really leaving a lot of people out of this conversation and out of the storytelling element, which, by the way, storytelling was around a lot longer, earlier than I was. Storytelling in various ways has been around for over 10,000 years. So when you heard those words, when you were a child and you heard the once upon a time, those four words, you knew something good was going to happen. You knew you were going to hear a great story, hopefully from a good storyteller. That's my job now. I've, over the years, have been practicing and getting my craft. And again, it's a constant thing. This was nothing that I was born into, but this was what I was born to do. I come from a blue-collar background, construction family. Over the years, I've seen these amazing properties again get on the market. I've even been part of building when I was a teenager and I was a laborer, and some properties my father and his construction company were part of that's still in operation today. But I've never seen the stories told to the degree that I wish they would be until now. So the missing element is here. realestatepodcastshow.com, and it's customized to your location, whether it's Rosedale, whether it's the Danforth, whether it's Leslieville, whether it's Whitby, whether it's Oakville. I'll take care of all of that part and make sure that you guys are on the stage with me. Your only job is to connect with me as early as possible in the process and get your property registered with me on my registry. You want to be part of my home value registry program simply because you don't want to be finding out after you've seen some of the average prices in your neighborhood have spiked. You don't want to be finding out 2 weeks later that you should have probably been on the market a little earlier than that. So being with me all the way through, and again, I don't care whether you're listing in 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years. That conversation only happens when you bring it up. So you'll be getting your updates, you'll be getting your follow-up, everything will be what we'll have, again, a lot of really great stories shared in the meantime. So when it's time for you to make that move and you found the other place or you've decided it's time to sell, everything's ready. It's so stress-free when you do it this way. I can assure you, it's nothing like you're used to. You're not screening someone at 2 o'clock that you have to give your keys and your entire property value to by 4 p.m. I couldn't do that. I don't know why you would, but it shouldn't happen that way, and it doesn't need to. So realestatepodcastshow.com. This is the most anticipated new listing in Rosedale in almost 50 years. You don't want to miss out. You definitely want to join me for the virtual grand opening. It'll be right online. All you have to do is register like you would in every single viewing that you'll ever do in real estate with me. I'm not going to let you think that you're ever going to see a property with me unless we do a proper registration, especially now, especially with COVID, especially with tracking. I'm not letting anybody into my property that I don't know the full background, full health questionnaire, everything. So if you don't want to do any of that, probably go to one of the other 50,000 realtors that might help you with it. It won't be me. My focus is on relationships, and I do care about your health. I want to make sure that the property you go into has been disinfected so that when you move in, you're getting a fully disinfected and clean property. And if you're selling your property, I've got these incredible new systems in place for virtual staging that literally means that you can keep your property 100% clean. That you've got to have a cleaner on standby for this, but you can keep them 100% clean and make sure that no one is bringing anything, any germs or any viruses into the property, or as little as possible. Obviously, the ultimate goal is to have as few people through the property before it's sold, not like 50 people at a time. I've never done that anyways, and definitely not going to happen now. Everything's by appointment, but of course, again, the better the place looks, as long as it's priced well and it looks good and it's obviously worth more than its price, you're in business. Again, the example, if you need it, will be this one, rosedale.realestatepodcastshow.com. Check this place out. You will not be disappointed. If you live in the neighborhood, this is probably your dream home. This is the ultimate. There's no maintenance for you to worry about. Everything's done for you. Again, the list, you wait until you see this place and you'll see the full listing. It will blow your mind. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.